Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales. The Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your host Ash and JD. Now, we was close to coming to the end of the world the other day, weren't we?
Mm.
You don't seem to know where I'm going with this.
I've been supportive and just agreeing, so I'm not as shocked as everyone else. Like, where's it going?
Well, there was volcanic activity at Yellowstone. If you haven't seen any of the videos, it was a bit overdramatic. So, Yellowstone, it's the world's biggest volcano, or maybe a part of America where it's the biggest volcano. Okay. Anyway, but its last eruption was about 670,000 years ago, so it's well overdue. And if it does properly erupt, the world, not fucked, but a lot of America is going to be covered in ash, and the global temperature will drop by about 10 degrees. So it would help with global warming, apparently. Yeah. But essentially, because they have those geysers,
not a geyser.
Not a geyser, man geyser. You know, the geysers, the geysers, the hot spring things. It was an extra explosive geyser that went up around 100 feet in the air. And there was a bit of magma, I think, in it, because it wasn't just hot water that came out, it was black stuff that came with it. There was people there recording, all running and screaming.
Yeah, I have saw that video of one of the geysers.
Naughty.
No, I have saw that video.
So there was no injuries or anything anyway, but it's got people talking again about how severe it's going to be if and when the Yellowstone volcano does erupt.
Right, I've just Googled that, actually. And averaging, so 90,000 years away from the time when we might consider calling Yellowstone overdue for another
eruption, basically.
Yeah, because it's mad how science is.
Science.
So three times it's erupted, apparently, in the history. One was 3 million years ago. Then, I don't know, 1.2 million years, something like that. And then, as I say, about 670,000 years ago was the last time. But that's not the only volcanic activity we've had this week. So all this nonsense about the little bit of a geyser in
geyser.
Naughty Boy. In
geysers in Yellowstone. There's some geysers up there. It's in California, isn't it, Yellowstone? Is it California? Or is it... I think so.
I don't really know. Just know it's America.
America.
Fuck yeah. We've actually had some closer to home. Home for us, that is, anyway. Mount Etna, Sicily, Italy.
Okay.
There was an eruption there the other day as well. So, again, nothing major. Little bit of delays to people's planes, obviously, because you can't fly through black ash.
Yeah.
Well, any colour ash, to be fair. Doesn't have to be black. Just don't want to fly through ash.
Yeah, we don't discriminate, do we?
No.
Ash, you can't fly through it no matter what.
Well, so I don't know what's been worse for the aeroplanes this week, really, with the volcanic eruption or the banks getting hacked because of all that fucking shit in the week, aren't they? Which that
the caused... Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because all of them run off that Microsoft like as a system. So whenever that goes down, just fucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate, just to go back on this national park. It looks fucking really nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's a big forest, isn't it?
Fucking looks really nice. Look at that, mate. I don't get nothing like that in West Midlands, do you?
Not in the West Midlands, no.
Oh.
I mean, there's...
I mean,
similar sort of scenes in the UK.
You reckon to that?
Well, not as nice as that, no. And plus, you're going to be picking up some of the best pictures, aren't you?
Yeah.
But
and the world's biggest tree in that national park as well.
Probably is. But how many trees have actually been measured?
Well, that's a good question. Well, it must be a big fuck off tree to someone's car. We we'll measure that tree, had it?
They just a fuck off tree. Yeah, I can see that from 2 miles away.
That's a big fuck off tree. Well, there, let me have a look at this world's biggest tree. It's a big tree, mate.
I believe you.
Here we go. Yeah, is it in that? Yeah, mate, big tree. The Washington tree is the largest tree. Where is it though? I don't know where it is. Not saying where it is. Anyway.
All the preparation.
Yeah. Big tree, mate.
Big tree. Big geezer.
Geezer.
So, yeah, plenty of drama this week then. Because that Microsoft drama, that dumb head in Wix trying to get some, you know, graph materials ready for the job.
Yeah.
And the computer was down. But they didn't say anything. They're just there. There's like two of them walking between like five different tools. So I'm thinking that they've just not done the job because before the doors open, they should have the computers on and working.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought they'd just been lazy fuckers and not switched them on or something. So I'm standing there. There's a couple of people in front. And it's all just say what's going on. Like say the systems are playing up. You can't log in or something. Mm-hmm. Don't just fucking... Oh, 1 second, guys, 1 second. Fucking. So about 20 minutes, I was standing there just to pay for these fucking toll trims. Proper dumb heading. And then...
Because flights got delayed as well, didn't they?
Yeah, flights delayed for it. It's quite sad, really, how much we do rely on all this technology these days.
Yeah, though, isn't
it? You know, you think if any of these solar flares platform,
like everything's running on.
Yeah.
Because there was on about that, it was either someone just put a wrong code in error, didn't they? So someone coded the new system wrong. That's what caused it, apparently.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Imagine being that guy that coded that wrong.
Well, I couldn't imagine being that guy, but I know someone that could be that guy. Who I referenced before when there was the plane delays in the UK because of someone in Cheltenham.
Okay.
That was a good couple of months ago. Yeah, so it's all sorted now anyway, isn't it? Everything's back up and running.
Yeah, I think everything was back to normal by the Saturday, wasn't it?
I think it was a couple of days worth of people having issues with it. Or at least people using the excuse of it anyway. I mean, I'm still hearing excuses from companies about COVID, you know, fucking because they haven't hired enough staff back from furloughing people and that before. And they just
we're still back from COVID. Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
4 years ago.
Ridiculous. That's the world that we're living in.
Yeah.
No. I mean, speaking of backlogs, so I did text you after last week's episode. So as I'd got back home, all I wanted to do was just get back, have a shower and chill.
Okay.
But as expected, the missus hadn't walked the dog. I'd got back home. She was asleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
Already got changed in the pyjamas and that as well.
In the comfies already.
Yeah. And it was a hot day. I'm fucking tired. Just want to have a shower, have a couple of beers. But no, she didn't do me a solid. She didn't.
And you had graft the next day as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Fucking hell, mate.
So, you know, I get it. I have to walk the dog. But when it's getting to 7 o'clock, you expect the other half to have done it. But no, she hadn't. And so I've grabbed the dog, not literally grabbed him. I put his collar on, took him out for a walk. As I've got down the road, I'd already drove past these lads doing this bit of road work. I think they're finally getting on to extending more of the fibre network up my street.
Mm.
So I've walked down, and as I'd already drove past them originally, there was four of them standing there while the one was in the hole. And then at this point, as I'm walking past with the dog, there was no one in the hole, and they're all standing around the
barrier. Yeah, thinking about what to do next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I say, it's about 7 o'clock, and they're looking at me. Again, I always get the attention because the dog, he fucking turns heads. And I've just grinned. I've gone, fucking hell, lads, cheer up. If he's got some work done during the day, he's a be in the pub boy now. And literally, if I didn't have the dog, yeah, I reckon they would have fucking swung for me.
Yeah.
Because the one of them in particular, the stereotypical, if looks could kill, it was that expression on his face as if to say, oh, fucking Ginya. But it's not my fault that 7 o'clock on a Friday, they're still there working, you know, when quite obviously the hole has to be filled in or covered. They haven't finished what they're doing. So, they weren't too impressed by
I can imagine, actually, mate, yeah.
But, you know, I'm in my work clothes as well, so it's quite obvious that I've only just finished. But it didn't stop there. So I've carried on walking. I've gone through the park. And obviously I've got my headphones on, as usual. And I've seen this group of kids. And the one of them, he's not all there, which, to be fair, it's a lot of kids now where they've got something wrong with them. But he's always coming over. He's got a speech problem as well. Not like Jonathan Wass. But he does struggle with talking. He can't pronounce words properly and that, which I ain't bothered about. It's, you know, maybe something he'll grow out of. I don't know. But he'll always come over and he tries to fuss the dog and he'll talk to me. But I don't want to speak to kids. I don't want to speak to people half the time, adults half the time. So,
a bit creepy, a man with a dog in the park.
We've spoke about this before as well, and it does seem a bit fucking nancy, though.
There's some sweets in your pocket, mate. Nah,
just poo bags in my pockets. Well, I mean, as I was in my work clothes, so there's probably some screws, my Stanley knife, fucking, I don't know, drill bits or something, but no sweets. So he's come over with his little brother, ready to fuss the dog. And then there's this little black kid and he's shouting, "Yo, big man, yo, big." Now, he's probably about 9 years old and he's shouting, "Yo, big man," to me. And I felt like just drop kicking him because don't be calling me a big man or don't be talking to me for starters. I don't want to talk to you. And he's asked me if I've got the time.
"Yo, big man, you got the time, you know."
Yeah,
still.
So he's going on like he's a little road man.
He was about nine.
Yeah, about 9, 10, maybe.
So, what age did you become a roadman efficiently?
I don't know. But he was the only black kid in this group of friends or group of kids that were there anyway. I don't know if they actually are all friends. Don't want to make a judgment. So, I don't know if he was doing it to try and act a role like, "I'm going to be the man of this group, I'm going to be the hard one," or something.
Yeah.
And so, I've given the time. And then he's like, "Yo, what's in that bag?" I was like, "In this bag." So I've got a poo bag in my hand, which is obviously full of poo. I was like, "Dog shit." So they've all gone, "Ah." And I'm like, "Why? Do you want to hold it?" He's like, "Nah, man, nah." And I've gone to push it towards his face. I was like, "You can take it off me if you want, mate." Fucking, he's like essentially just backed off and he's like, "Nah, keep that away from me." And I've just laughed. I was like, "Yeah, big man, that you prick." I didn't call him a prick to his face, but it was as I've turned around. Because I don't want to be called big man. Like, I don't want to be called boss man or anything. Just fucking, don't even ask me for the time. Like, just fuck off, leave me alone. And then the next day, I had to laugh. So after that, got home, finally got a beer in my neck.
Right.
And the next day after work, I've seen the same group of kids again. And they're coming over to fuss the dog. And even he couldn't be arsed with it. He's fucking growling. And to see a bunch of lads just all scatter because a dog's growled. Now, he wouldn't have done nothing. And again, because of the type of dog that he is, it does seem worse than what it actually was. Because he'll growl sometimes, but it's more of like the way cats purr. Because he's overexcited, he'll like do like a bit of a growl and he's fucking ready to play and whatever. But this was more of a growl as if to say, no, I just want to walk.
Just fuck off.
Yeah, just back up. Because they were crowding him a bit. No. Yeah, the same lad then, he's like, what did I do? I was like, I don't know, mate. I don't know. So carried on walking. But it did make me think, is my dog a little bit racist then? Because he was looking at the black kid when he's growled. But I don't know if we've spoke about this before or it's a conversation I've had with someone else. But so some dogs are seen as racist, but it's because when it's black people, because they can't see the definitions in the face or anything. Obviously because dogs, they're not colorblind, but they see colors different to us. Because they can't make out facial features, it's more confusion.
I don't know if that was with me, mate. I remember that conversation.
I don't know about it with them, but...
Maybe you and your other racist friends.
Yeah, yeah. We all have a monthly meeting anyway, don't we? You want to hear what we say about the people on the boats. cruise ships, not rubber dinghy rapids. But, so because they can't make out facial features on black people and that's why they can sometimes bark at them and, start growling a bit, but... Yeah, I mean, I think it was more so just because they crowded him and he's like, nah, just leave me alone.
And he wouldn't hold his shit. He's like, hold my shit.
Yeah. He's like, you ain't picking it up for me, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Call my dad a rogue, man. Yeah. Big man.
Yeah.
Fuck off. He's a geezer.
Yeah. Well, I was literally going to say.
it's been an eventful week. I mean, it's been non-stop with work again, as usual. Big graph things. Mm. But otherwise, now there's not much else going on now, then, is there?
Well, now the football's finished, which we're not a footballing podcast.
We're definitely
but,
not.
No, you are right, mate.
It's gearing up for the Olympics at the moment, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen or heard about this one? Someone that a girl or something, he's in the Olympics. Some Dutch geezer. I haven't read the articles. I've only just seen like the heading for it.
I didn't see about one of the athletes. I saw there was a girl outside, I think, one of the hotels that said she'd been raped by like 10 men or something.
I have seen that as well. And I've seen, I think it was the Australian BMX team had their... or their gear stolen from the van, but the boy, the BMX is running, so like all the massage tables and the cheeky fuckers threw all the shit like massage tables, which cost like a couple hundred quid, and then all the chocolate bars and everything, left all the shit with the helmets, just ate the chocolate from it. But just because I didn't think we were going to go there, but apparently there's a convicted rapist in the Holland.
So it's not something he's just done then?
No, I think he'd done it a few years ago. But because that Porter Radcliffe said something. I'm sorry, mate, obviously. Didn't know where he was going there. But it's always a bit of controversy, you know, around everything.
Well, I mean, it's controversial that BMXing is an Olympic sport, really. Because did the skateboarding ever happen? I know it was
talked about. It did. It is. But then it's like, darts is classed as a sport, mate, so I suppose just your perspective.
Yeah, but would you want to see it in the Olympics?
So what I'm saying, but would you class BMX as more as a sport as such than darts?
Well, yeah, because it's physical, isn't it? You're actually doing stuff. You're not just holding a little arrow in your hand.
But then it's
and like moving your elbow.
Yeah, but so in hindsight about BMXing, but if you let me just give you a concept. Yeah, boy said to you, mate, there's a really long heavy ball now. Sorry, really heavy ball. And what you've got to do is you've got to spin around and you've got to throw the shit at that ball. You'd be like, yeah, mate, they ain't getting the Olympics. That is in there. So what I'm saying is, like, you've got to grow with the times, ain't it? You've got to introduce new stuff because otherwise we'll still be throwing balls.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but when you're chucking the big balls, a javelin stick.
What is that called? Because have you seen Brock Lesnar's daughter do it? I think she's on the USA squad.
The shot put, is he?
Shot put, is that what it's called? I think you might be right. You know where they fucking put it on the shoulder?
I'm sure it's shot put because he's fucking, well, that's one of the slags. when you slag up,
slag.
Someone, you know, they've got pole vault shoulders and that, and I'm sure that's what it is.
Well, anyway, that thing where I'm sure Brock Lesnar's daughter's in the Olympics as well, or training to be in the next.
But she looks like a geezer,
mate. I'm telling you.
It's just Brock Lesnar with long hair. It's literally all it is. But as I say, when you throwing balls, javelin sticks, swimming, running, lifting the weights and all that, that's showing what's the word that I'm looking for now? Because it is athleticism, I really can't think of the word. I had it before you said about Brock Lesnar's daughter. That's all I'm thinking now, is her big shoulders. But when it comes to the BMXing and stuff, I'm just thinking it's, I know you're saying modernize it,
but
is it really an athletic style of sports? Because when you say athletics, you do think of the running, the swimming, the long jump and all that, whereas riding a bike and doing stunts, that's not...
No, I know, but it's like... No, I get it. I get what you're saying. But like, if you jump off a diving board and you do a stunt into the water, innit? So it's just...
Well, yeah, if you call it a stunt, then
also,
yeah.
Why do they wear, like, the fucking tightest pants doing that? Like,
because you've got to be streamlined, mate.
It's just weird. I've read that, like, a lot of the lads that do the diving or in the swim team have OnlyFans because they need the money, the extra money or something.
You'd imagine a lot of them will, because they don't get... It's only sponsors, isn't it, the way that they get money.
Yeah. They don't get paid a lot, do they?
No. And unless they actually win or rank in the top three, there's next to nothing on prize money as well, even in the Olympics.
So I was just trying to see if Brock Lesnar's daughter did make the Olympics. I know she was qualifying for this Olympics, but I can't find if she's in. Maya
Lesnar?
Yeah.
I ain't got a clue. Are you even bothered about the Olympic stuff?
No. It's fucking boring, isn't it?
So I think it was Tuesday, I saw that Andy Murray was saying that the whatever tennis Olympic game it is, there was a name for it, but essentially that's going to be his last competitive tournament. And then the next day, I read that he's pulled out of it. So I'm guessing he's injured again. And so essentially he's retired from competitive tennis now.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on the decline for a while, hasn't he?
For about 10 years.
Yeah.
Fucking.
No, but the Olympics now, they're quite boring, isn't it? Just like, when you put them on and like, I don't know what's on, like they're doing a relay or something. Or like a butterfly swim.
Like, yeah.
Oh, you're swimming, mate, I get it. Like,
especially when... You know, like with the 100-meter sprint, and it's over in less than 10 seconds. So, all this build up just for that.
Yeah.
So literally, you blink and it's gone. But then I suppose it's the people that enjoy watching the Olympics and athletic sports, the same people that like watching Formula One.
Always controversial decision here, mate. I always preferred the rally to Formula One, and still do actually.
Yeah, because that's. It's more entertaining because, fair enough, you do get crashes in Formula One from Zon Zon, but you know, it's more edgier to see. Are they going to make this jump and fucking, like, are the fans going to get hit and shit?
That's what I was literally going to say. It's not as bad as used to. You remember when the fans used to be like in the middle of the road taking pictures and the car come flying over and couldn't duck out the way?
I remember one where there's like a border collie or something. So there's a dog anyway, and like, you just see the car just fly over the dog. It's like, what the fuck's going on?
And it's like left over crest, right hard turn. And like they're giving them like fucking four turns ahead. Like, proper driving, that is, isn't he?
Yeah, but they're not good at helicopter piloting, no other.
Are you on about Colin McRae? how good was Colin McRae rally the other game? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, back
fucking
in the day.
And you had to learn a thing beforehand.
Yeah.
Man, that was fucking sick, that one.
But to be fair, I used to enjoy the old Gran Turismo games as well.
Yeah.
Yep. But they don't make them like they used to.
No.
It's not the same. Need for Speed games as well, isn't it?
Underground. Yeah.
369.
Yeah, as you're customising your car. Yeah. And then, like, you used to see it drive as you, like, pulling whatever, like, fucking colour or sticker artwork you wanted.
You just have to put neons on as well, didn't you?
Yeah, had to.
Yeah, you couldn't, and, like, couldn't have a car with neons.
And you had to back then. You know, that's becoming a thing again. It's called underglow, don't it?
What, the neon lights?
So, like, it's not neon lights. It's basically, like, your LED lighting.
Well,
right,
yeah, it would be LED now, yeah.
So it's like an underglow. So literally, it's just a strip that they put all the way around the car. So it looks like, basically, like neon lights, basically. But one general light rather than two lights, what the neons was. But yeah, apparently that's a thing again now.
I can't sound
good underglow, yeah.
I mean, I've seen cars with the reflective tape, and they'll bang it all around. And they'll try and make the car look like a Lamborghini or something by the way that they put the streamlines at the tape. It's a bit too much for me. I mean, I barely even watch the man, let alone think about doing anything like that.
When you go racing stripes on it, mate.
To be fair, I was actually thinking about carbon wrapping the bonnet.
Yeah.
Just because there's the amount of like chips and rust marks on it and that I either need to paint it or just get some carbon wrap or... It's just another thing that I can't.
You should wrap it like a mad colour, you know, the whole lot.
No.
Like, honestly, just need for speed the shit out of it, mate.
The thing is, though, if I did something like that, I'd be so pissed off if anything happened to it, then. Like, if it got a scratch or fucking, you know, someone's opened the fucking door into it, and I'd literally just be, like, driving like Miss Daisy, that I don't get into a crash, and then making sure I'd park completely out of the way that no one else is going to be able to touch it, because I'd be so pissed off.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to handle it, at least with the way that it is now. Little dents or anything, I ain't bothered.
Yeah,
so here's where it is. No, I can't. Yeah, I remember kind of wanting to do it when I first started driving, little bits like that, but I just can't be asked, just don't need it. Plus, you know, it's not the fastest of bands either, so you can't do all that stuff if you ain't got the welly, the horsepower.
You can't be all showing no go.
Yeah.
Also, just go back to Need for Speed Underground too. If you, in America, and they do all the artwork on the cars, the spoilers look really good. But when you used to see them on a Renault Clio, it just didn't hit the same, did it? Like the Max Power cars, remember them, the Fox of Courses with the big speakers in the back, like the LEG kind of thing. Just different, ain't it? It weren't Need for Speed.
No. Well, I had on the way not long ago. You know the newer Fiat 500s, the little the race versions, rally versions, whatever it's called. But it's extra horsepower anyway. And as I've come off this roundabout onto the dual carriageway, he's like, put his foot down to get past me. But then it's a 70 road. And he's stuck to 60. So I've gone into the right lane to overtake the car in the left.
Yeah.
And then I could see him looking at me as if to say, what are you doing? I'm like, it's a 70 road, mate. You've just sped to get past me. And then you've pace matched the car that I'm waiting to overtake. What are you doing? And he just another fucking idiot driver. I mean, we could rant about fucking idiot drivers all day long, but we're not a ranting podcast either, are we?
Well, I disagree with that one, but...
but what we are is a podcast that has a great feature.
That is true.
And as always, we've got some Hey, What's Wrong With You? And we'll start off with Lauren's one. Lauren has said, the hiccups, no need for them. And just when you think they're gone, they're back again.
Yeah, what the fuck is, why do, what is the purpose of hiccups? And why, if you're supposed to hold your breath for like 20 seconds, doesn't that work?
It sometimes works, but not all the time. And you get like someone scaring you is meant to stop it as well. But... you're kind of expecting it then as well, aren't you?
Yeah. But why do we get them?
I think it's... is it something to do with, like, acid reflux or something? So, it trapped wind, maybe.
Okay.
And so it's your body, your gut trying to get, like, the acid or the excess gas out, I think.
Right. No. It's all right. I haven't had the hiccups for a while. Now I think about it, I'm probably getting
that. I mean, it's mainly just like after a few bevs, you start to fucking
Hiccup. Why do we get hiccups and sauces? Alcohol. But yeah, that is a weird one actually. Hiccups.
It's annoying as well though.
So fuck you.
Especially when it goes on for ages. When you have them for like 5-10 minutes and you're sitting there, you are trying to hold your breath for as long as you can. Yeah. And then you think it's gone. It's like, yeah, fuck you. But what I try to do, what I generally do, as the hiccups are coming out, I'll burr. And I find that helps get rid of them quicker.
Okay.
I don't know how I do it. It's just as I feel like the air coming up, I'll just change it to a burr.
Okay.
So I don't know how I do it. It's just I tend to find when I do that, it's sort of easy off a bit quicker.
Hiccups are a strange thing, though, aren't they, really?
I mean, a lot of bodily functions are strange, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? It's just to go off here, I've thought about this. So, you know how I am in the urinals? I don't use them.
Well, you use them, you just...
Yeah, I can't have no one...
other people around.
No, it stems from, you know, the old school urinals where, you know, it was basically everyone just pissed in the same one, basically. It was one long one along the wall.
Yeah, it was like a big pig trough.
Yeah. And obviously, I remember pissing, I could feel someone's piss on my leg, like from the spray back.
Yeah.
And I always thought about this, because Neil, my mate Neil, he was having a piss when we went out the other week. And someone went to him, you've got a good prostate there, mate, because he had a heavy flow. So I'm thinking, all right, when other, so like, would you stand naked, completely naked, in front of another man and talk to him? So just listen to me out where I'm going with this. So would you do that?
I mean, it depends on what the context is.
Just literally, random guy.
Well, it wouldn't be a random guy that I'd do it, no.
Because what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to get is why wouldn't you do it? Because you're naked, because you got your willy out, or what?
Well, yeah, because you're naked, you don't know the person, and it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah, so, but the most uncomfortable thing is because your privates are on show, you would assume. So, what's the difference from your eye on people to talk? And people look, like... Definitely look. I mean, we had a mate that used to look.
Mr. Green.
Yeah. So that's what I always find strange.
How so weird he was.
How people find it so comfortable to piss and talk and look at each other in the urinals, in the toilets, but you wouldn't stand naked next to that man and just talk casually. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Like, I think so it's the context, a weird way of going about it, but yeah.
No, because
you're trying to justify it in your heads to... Well, not justify, you're trying to reprogram yourself to think it's okay to do this instead of
Yeah, no, I just thought it was weird that like someone would go, that's a good, you got a good prostate there.
I mean,
like,
yeah, that's strange, but what I'm saying is
if he was naked, he wouldn't go, you've got a nice whatever body part there, mate.
You got some saggy balls there, mate.
I always find that was weird, yeah. You know, and what's that program called on Channel 4? Where like
Naked Attraction.
Yeah, and they used to like have to go to like the final two. What do you like about his body? And he was like, he's got nice arms. That's what I'm getting at, though. But, like, it's weird then, because they're standing right next to each other and they don't want to look at, like, anywhere where they shouldn't be. So just go, he's got nice eyes. You know what I mean? So
yeah, when they're choosing the man because he's got a massive dick.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, so that's, but at the end, when the two lads, like, the final two lads, normally the girl normally goes, what do you like about the other person? What do you, you know? Mm. Not just about the girl sometimes, but like, so they'll do that, but that's why I'm trying to go with it. I just find it a bit weird how like you and your urinal and people are talking to you with your cock out basically.
Yeah, I mean, men's toilets are a bit of a strange place anyway, because in general most men ain't bothered about just standing there having a piss next to each other, but the amount of men that won't go in and like happily have a shit because they're embarrassed about having a shit in front of other people.
Oh, I couldn't have a shit, mate. Nah, that
see,
would
this is where we differ then. Nah, because
I can't even have a piss in there, mate. Fucking hell.
If I'm going into the cubicle, it's because, well, unless all of your urinals are taken or there's not enough space, like the right etiquette, urinal etiquette. Mm. But essentially, if I'm shutting a door, it's because I need to have a shit. And I don't care then. Like, if I'm farting away and it's like, you know, all bombs away, splashing away and all like, I don't care. And I don't care that other people are in there having a shit and that as well. All I care about is that I've wiped my arse properly and I've flushed it away.
Well, we are two different people, mate, in those things. I've found out since having a baby, for me to poop, I need silence.
Silence?
Just so imagine that, like, me trying to have a shit, you've got nice prostate out there, mate. Thanks, mate. Like, nah.
No, because you're in a cubicle, you're not fucking...
Yeah, but like, you can hear everything. Like, literally, mate, it's weird. Like, I don't know how people just get, like, have a shit and there's, like, five men up in the toilet and you're shitting. So many times I've done the walk of shame out of the toilet, walked in, saw he was busy, and I thought, oh, I ain't waiting this long, fucking, because I'm not using that urinal. Walk back out.
Well, when you've had to have a shit in a bucket,
yeah,
in a pitch black cellar or in the back of a van, then using a toilet in a public restroom, you know, services, McDonald's, something like that. You just don't care. No, it's a luxury then, to be able to use a toilet.
I thought it was a bit of a geezer, mate, because what I did is, yeah, because he was rammed up constantly, used disabled.
I've done that enough times. It should be a safe space, yeah. Fortunately, I've not had the awkwardness of going out of a disabled toilet and then there is an actual disabled person waiting to use it. But I have seen that happen where it's like someone's in a wheelchair, the door's locked, they're waiting all patiently because they can't get up and walk away or anything. And then it's just a normal person that's come out and they're just like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So it's not a toilet for you, is it? Let me get in there. And they're just wheeling.
Mate, honestly, I loved it. It was fucking massive. Just fucking doing what I need to do. Nice flow. Fucking no pressure. That's the thing I can't do. Like, if I'm in the urinal and I can hear someone pissing, I can't go. It just doesn't come out. I'm like, why? It's because that geezer fucking splashed back my fucking leg fucking 10 years ago. Fucking hell.
I mean, it is a struggle when it's a urinal or that big open tray and you're wearing shorts because it's hard not to piss on yourself, let alone anyone else pissing on you. I say pissing on you, like, you know, the splash back. Because even when you're at home, sometimes, you know, as you first start, the aim isn't right on the money straight away. So sometimes
when you're with piss geezers. I remember one time in one of these, yeah, someone I used to work with. So It's kind of like an L-shaped urinal, like one of those ones you said. What did you call it? Like a pig.
Like a pig trough.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like an L-shaped one of them. He's looking back towards me, and he's like, "Are you all right? You're not pissed, are you?" And as he's saying, he's pissing up the fucking wall. Oh. Like, he's missed the fucking urinal bit. He's pissing up the fucking wall where the hand dryer is. It's weird, actually, because you'd wash your hands here, and the hand dryer is there, so you can have a quick look of someone else's willy if you wanted to. I mean, what else would it be? That it's just weird, like,
yeah,
honestly. And yeah, we're pissing up the wall, fucking.
I mean, I've walked into toilets in the pub though, where lads are actively trying to piss higher than each other up the wall.
Yeah, lads, geezers, yeah,
not geezers, no, definitely not geezers.
Being geezers.
These are just immature fucking plebs, just making a mess. And I'm like,
used to do that with like fucking nine, Eddie.
Yeah, and but these were adults essentially, because you know, over the age of 18. I'm like, what is wrong with us? Someone's got to clean that up, and they're just, you know, just idiots. Nah, wrong. Disgusting.
You know what's wrong when you see a shit stain boxes on the back of the toilet in the men's like you have you ever you must have seen pairs, had it?
Yeah, we had it a lot when I was living in the pub.
Boy, shit yourself. And then just take your underwear off and chuck it on the fucking floor. Fuck me.
Well, because we've most men's toilets as well, there's no bins in them. Yeah, where the women's toilets, they have bins, don't they? So at least they can put their underwear, their shitty kecks, in one of those bins. But yeah, the men's don't really have them. So it's just the shame of trying to hide the evidence.
Yeah.
Because unless you've got a bag in your pocket, you can't just, you know, take them out with you, because people would see you walking out with, you know, shitty pants.
So you look at the top there, you shit yourself in the toilet.
I have. Oh. Well, not in the toilet.
Have you ever had to throw away your underwear?
Yeah.
I might have seen yours.
No. So the one and only time it happened, it was Blackpool. I went away with Jim Bob and someone else. Fucking. I don't know why, but essentially, we had like a bottle of vodka each before going out. Obviously, not really had anything decent to eat. And yeah, just in whatever fucking club it was, stomach started to go a bit. And as I've gone to go to the toilet, some of it to come out, I was like, all right, I've made a mess. And yeah, clean myself up, was like, well, I can't put these boxes back on. So yeah, just left them, and as you do, behind the fucking toilet. Because it is, it's trying to hide the shame. And there was a bin in that toilet, but there was one of the lucky men there.
Yeah,
I can't walk out with shitty kicks. And like, oh, sorry, mate, just use your bin there.
Let's leave them on the floor then, mate.
Yeah, so, but I definitely had some freshen up for Poonani from him. Give him £2 or something. But yeah, that was the one and only time that's happened to me out in public. I mean, you know, we have established that I've not shit myself, but well, I have shit myself a little bit recently. But no, there was the unfortunate case in someone's bushes, and almost again, well, literally, I can't emphasize how close it was. It was fucking desperate. Hey, while we're talking about poo, I was on the toilet the other day, so I was in the bathroom for 45 minutes, and it was 40 minutes of shitting.
Yeah, it's a good one. I just feel lighter after them ones.
I definitely did feel like you need it after one. I wish I would have fucking weighed myself before and after.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was like,
yeah, when you have to flush while you're pooping still, because it's,
I didn't flush while I was pooping.
Oh, no.
But it was one of them ones as well, like, you think, surely I'm done now. So you start wiping. But as soon as you do the first wipe, it's like you push some more out the intestines and fucking, like, more starts coming out. I'm like, fuck's sake. So then I'd waited, like, 2 minutes after it had finally stopped. And I was like, all right, then fucking properly wipe up now. But, yeah, literally, like, 40 minutes. I was like, how has it been this much? Yeah. And it wasn't just, like, some come out and then nothing for 5 minutes. It was fucking go.
Madness. Yeah. No, like, I do enjoy them ones.
But
mate,
to be fair, the day before, I didn't go at all.
Oh yeah, so yeah, it's probably why it was.
Yeah. So it was Monday. Yeah. Sunday I didn't go. Monday I did fucking go. Shit, made me late for work. I mean, I was still at the job before 8 o'clock, so yeah, not late, but you know, I like to get to the job early. So after all that shit,
yeah, literally, yeah.
We've got Laura, and she says, "People spitting on the floor, absolutely disgusting."
Yeah, I don't get that. No, I also don't understand why footballers spit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that.
So I get it with the excess saliva and.
And when they do the thing for the nose.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's called. You know,
it's just clearing your nostrils, any. So, because. So I'll do that. I'm not deliberately going around spitting and like blowing snot on the fucking pavement and that. But sometimes in the morning, if I've been like breaking down walls or something the day before, then I am a bit congested. So there'll be a bit of like dust up my nostrils, a bit still in fucking. You just feel it needs you need to cough the phlegm up off your chest. But I won't spit on the floor, like on the pavements. I'll spit on the grass, or if I'm on the like the main road, I'll spit into the road. Because I don't want to be walking into spits, and I don't expect other people to walk into the spit.
And so they do the greenies.
Well, yeah. Mm. So again, because I'll do that, and the missus is like, just swallow it. I'm like, no, it's coming up for a reason. Like, you're getting it off your chest. Now, I know it's not going back into your chest as you're swallowing it, but my body's rejecting it, so I'm not going to take it back into my body. So I'm spitting it out.
Mm.
I mean, we all love a swallow out, but not with a fucking bit of phlegm.
Yeah, so that's true.
I do get it though, because when you see these fucking big road men, these youth and that fucking just standing there, and they don't even speak properly. It's like a little bit of a fucking dribble. Yeah. Like,
it's the ones that spit while they're smoking for me. I never understand that. The
if you don't like the taste of it, what are you doing?
And then spitting, I'm like, is that what is that what it is then? It must be any, I suppose.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't smoke. Yeah. That's but, weird. Yeah, yeah, no, I've never, yeah. That's a good one, actually.
Well, I'm guessing it's that anyway, because you think of when people chew tobacco in it, because they have the little spit jars, so they're chewing the tobacco and ding. So, yeah, I get it. But it's just, I suppose a big problem with it is the way that the youth for today are ignorant. Like what we said with one of the other ones the other week with the litter everywhere and that. Like, the part by me, the bin's literally not even 2 meters away from the bench, and yet they'll leave all the fucking McDonald's wrappers and that on the bench, on the table. Or just put it in the bin. You're walking past the bin to leave the fucking park as well. Just put it away. Maybe. Lazy bastards. But unless we can give them a slap, there's nothing we can do about it, really. And a lot of them need a fucking slap.
Mm.
Now, Carl's come back with another one as well now. And Carl is saying, when you go to the fridge and there's nothing left in the milk carton or something similar, why put an empty one back?
See, my partner minds it, mate, because I sometimes leave like a mouthful of water like in my sparkling water, mate. Still.
Okay.
And and she goes, just drink it. And I'm like, no, I don't want it, but it's just all fucking down that little bit tomorrow.
Nah.
It wouldn't be like a drop, it'd be like a mouthful.
Yeah, but if it's just a mouthful, no, it's a bit pointless.
No, because you want it for as soon as you get in from work, that one down tree.
No, because so a mouthful, are you talking like a tablespoon?
No, literally.
So in a bottle, are you looking at like at least an inch worth?
I'm saying, like, literally, mate, yeah. See where that fucking rind is. So
no, so that's not enough. That
nah, so I mean, you're talking about
like a centimeter of
nah, water but you left. Think about that round though, mate. It's massive.
All the girth. Nah, it's not enough. You can't justify that. Look, again, if it's a little bit of a dribble in the milk, I'll just put extra milk in my tea and then just like continue stirring the tea bag to like compensate the extra milk in it.
Yeah, but we've established on this podcast that tea is a horrible drink.
For people that can't piss in your urinals, yeah? geezer.
There's going to be another geezer here that literally just... It's just a weird concept, really. Well, you think, no, it is a weird concept. You're getting your cock out. No, like, I don't know how many, a full away, less than that.
Yeah, some of them you shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder, literally, and you've all got your cocks out, talking to each other. It's a bit...
Not everyone does talk to each other.
No, but like, and it's the one, I'll tell you what drives me nuts. The ones that when the piss go, oh, like they've needed it, a hand on the wall, because they're fucking holding it in for so long.
Yeah, but... Like, so I won't do that if I'm out, because I won't hold my piss in for that long.
Yeah.
As soon as I need a wee, I'm
going. When people make a noise because they're weeing, like, oh, I needed that, mate.
Yeah,
oh.
I mean, I've done it when I've got home, or, you know, say I've been on the motorway for an hour or something.
But you know what I'm saying?
I'm not forcing a noise out. It's just like,
if I'm pissing, I don't want to hear no one else pissing making noises.
Yeah, but yeah. So how do you feel about this one? I remember years ago at a urinal having a piss, and then I've let out a bit of a fart. Now, how would you feel about that?
No, obviously that kind of stuff's funny anyway. But like in the circumstance of me pissing, no, I need silence, mate. Like in those circumstances, no, I can't. I can't have no one around me. That's why I've got to go in the cubicle.
Yeah. Well,
and I'll never shit. I can honestly say I've never shit in a pub or like a restaurant or anything like that. The worst ones are in the airport for that. Like,
I've done it in the airport.
But yeah, why that? Look, just do it before you leave. And they're the worst ones now. They're the ones that look, because they're on holiday mode. They're relaxed. They're like, you're just shitting. Like, you're just shitting. You don't have to make a noise.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm sitting in a fucking public toilet.
But some of them, honestly,
yeah,
some of them
are. Yeah, some people are just weird, though. That's what. Oh, God. So, moving on. we'll get James out of the way. He loves it. He's a
top listener.
Yeah. So he says, never a wall lad just because you're a yammer.
What's a yammer?
Yam yam.
Oh, okay.
Wolverhampton, isn't he? So he's, because I've called him a wall, he's not a proper scouser. He's trying to come back at, trying to say that I'm a yam yam.
Right.
When we're not, it's the yammers and all that get confused with Birmingham because they want to be Brummies, but they can't. So trying to get me to bite to that.
I feel like that Black Country accent is the worst accent ever. And I feel like it's got to be put on a little bit.
I don't know. I think just a lot of them are that inbred that they just don't know how to speak properly, really.
Yeah. It's the am and the r's.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, and it's a lot slower as well. I know I'll slow my talking down sometimes, but that's because I'm trying to articulate words, get them out correctly, as opposed to just speaking fast and confusing people. People are like, what are you saying? So, yeah, I'll try and think about what I'm saying, especially that as well, because this was pulled up when I was 16, fresh on the tools. Think. So pronouncing your TH. It'd say like, you're saying it as if it's spelt with an F. And I'm like, yeah, but it's think. And it's like, no, it's think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because of stuff like that, I do try and think about what I'm saying.
The one I always think of that comes to mind from that is when people used to go window. It's a window. And that drives me crazy when they go, look through the window.
Yeah.
But window.
There's loads, to be fair. I don't understand why so many not just English, but British people have to abbreviate words that don't need it, or shorthand words, because a lot of the time they'll try and shorthand it and it will be a lot more to say.
Yeah.
Again, even though we're not a football podcast, but when people are talking about transfer news or something, they'll call it an ITK. So that's a person that's in the know. But ITK, it's still three syllables as well as saying in the know. So ITK, in the know, you're not really saving time.
It's like that clap thing you used to learn in school. Do you remember that?
Yeah, so that was for the syllables.
Yeah, so it'd be like Ashley.
But yours isn't three. It's just Ashley, isn't it? So it's just two.
No, but I can't. So actually, I remember having this conversation actually with the teacher. Maybe I'm going the wrong way around. I think I'd done Ashley, and she said, no, it's Ashley.
See, but it isn't, though, is it? So if the teacher's done that, the teacher's a fucking moron.
Maybe I was doing it that way around. I don't know, mate. I was like fucking nine, so.
Nine, and you just learned how to say your name.
No, but, no, but like it was more like it was that's, more the
that's not like your one sort of thing.
It weren't the name as such. It was
6-7.
It was the rhythm of what we're getting at.
Yeah, I remember it though. Yeah, they made it seem like a game, and that it was fun. Weren't fun.
Definitely weren't fun.
No, I mean some of the things that were fun though. The bangers we used to have to sing in school.
Yeah, fucking tunes.
What would we sing fucking The Beatles, Yellow Submarine? Like, they've got so many good songs. What was... We all live in a
yellow... No, we didn't sing that one.
All right, I must have been one of the lucky ones then. But, you know, there's a lot of better songs that could have been fucking chosen. You know,
remember Heads Down, Thumbs Up? Bad Boy Guy, mate.
Yeah. Duck, Duck, Goose. What was it? British Bulldog. What's the Time, Mr. Wolf?
In schools, do you reckon they should have those like climbing apparatus things? Nah. That was fucking dangerous. And like they had like a fucking half an inch mat in case you fell at all, or you falling on fucking this fucking
the
mat.
The paper towels ready to wet up as well in case you hurt yourself.
Do you remember as well if you got your peaky, it used to be pants?
Yeah, if you forgot it, yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell. You didn't want to shoot yourself that day, did you? Throw me on the top.
I had it in primary school, didn't I? Not me. I feel like I've told this story on the pod before, but yeah, it was a little girl. I mean, she was the same age as me. It was fucking, I don't know, it was like nine or something. But yeah, she'd forgot her PE kit, so she's in the vest and the little pants, and she says like she needs the toilet. The teacher's like, no, and the toilets were just outside PE hall as well.
Some teachers were just a prick when it comes to toilets.
Yeah. There was no need for it. As I say, the toilet was literally walk out the hall and the toilets were there straight away. So the teacher was like, no. And then next thing, you just seen the bulge of this back lug in the fucking pants. And the teacher was so fucking embarrassing at then, like, they're having to walk the girl out and fucking obviously clean up.
Because you know that girl's going to go, I asked, and the teacher said no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to look bad on the teacher. Just fucking going to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that will live with that girl forever now. Like, you still remember it?
I remember it, yeah. And I don't remember a lot of things about school, especially primary school as well. Fucking, there's only one teacher name that I remember, and then a couple of kids that I went to school with. But, fucking, school was shit though, really, ain't it? So I don't need to remember it.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Really well enjoyable.
Nah.
But, so our James.
That's all he says, yeah. He's trying to bait me, trying to call us yammers. Right.
Is he calling me though? Or is he calling you?
Well, if you know, we're part and parcel, anyway. Yeah, the Chuckle Brothers, the Brumya and Deck.
No one's ever said that, mate. Fuck you know.
Well, so we're not buying to it anyway. Thanks as always for the email from James, though. He has to keep consistent, doesn't he?
Number one listener, mate.
Oh, he's definitely the number one fan. He's made his own merch. Well, we haven't even made none yet, and he's rocking some Real Talking Pod fucking t-shirts and that.
Yeah.
He's got a little fucking beanie hat and shit. Fucking t-shirts, hoodie.
I can imagine like he'll have like our faces and underneath yammers.
That's the new one that he's making now, yeah. well, we've got a new one here now, though. So Al's messaged in. Hey up, lads. I've been sober for 7 months now. I wasn't super bad, just wanted to knock it off. So I stumbled onto your pod anyway and was just wondering if there was any more that you would recommend. I've tried a few, but there's just too much shite out there.
Well, we have mentioned a few times how versatile we are.
Yeah, you know, so, we're not just all about the real talking. We're all over the place. Real knowledge, real truth bombs. not afraid to hit the facts.
Yeah.
Hit those touchy subjects that a lot of people don't like to talk about.
Always prepared. You know what I mean?
God, I don't know.
Just fucking straight.
I don't know how I have all this time to do all the preparation work.
Stay on topic. I mean, for me, I mean, you listen to a lot more podcasts than me. I mean, I've said before, I've only started listening to podcasts while we've been doing this podcast.
Yeah.
And I do admit, I do listen to some and I'm like, this is a bag of shit. But I just tend to listen to crime documentary podcasts now, crime podcasts. That's my thing now. That's all I listen to.
Is there any particular ones that you'd recommend?
Yeah. So
the name of them.
Yeah. So Vanished. That's really good. Oh, High Strange as well. An alien one. I've mentioned that one before.
Mm-hmm.
I am listening to one at the moment. I can't remember its name. You know, right now. But Counter Clock. That's another good one. Crime one. But at the moment, I am listening to. Oh, should I get it up now? Oh, sorry, one sec. Really good one, and I can't remember. Like, it's really good. Downing Creek. Yeah, so it's about a lad called Justin Gale that went missing in Georgia.
I feel like I recognise the name.
Yeah, so he went to, and in America, they must have like bars where it's 18 to 21. So if you're 18, you can go in, put 21 to drink.
Mm.
He went to one of them. He left. No, and then since he's left, no one really knows what's happened to him. So yeah, it's really good.
Some Jeffrey Dahmer shit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to all sorts of different ones, to be fair. There's a couple that I wouldn't really recommend considering you sober. I mean, I talk about getting drunk enough that probably isn't going to help. So if you're trying to go on to like Two Bears, One Cave, or Have a Word podcast, the likes of them, same again, it's a lot of like drink talk and partying sort of stories. So I wouldn't, even though I would recommend them as podcasts because they are quality, some really funny comedians. But I'd say Bad Friends, which again, it's two comedians, Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee. Theirs is funny. They've also got their own individual podcasts and that as well. I've listened to a couple of Theo Vaughn's lately as well.
Mm.
It's all right. Chris DeStefano as well. He's got one of his little sub-series. He's called it Christory. So it's history with Chris. And the way he just brings life into like crappy history stories and that, really, and he'll just throw in a bit of bullshit and that, but it's quite entertaining, to be fair. But outside of that, I mean, I mainly just listen to football podcasts and that as well, trying to keep up to date with a bit of news that's going on. But otherwise, I don't know of any like us, to be fair. Not saying that we're unique, but I don't think I listen to any.
I think,
like our style.
I think we are a little bit off the cuff.
Mm.
Mainly, yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to say with that.
A bit like we don't know where he's going to go. Is he, you know what I mean?
Is he going to be racist?
His dad's racist. but no, you get what I'm saying. Like, we're not afraid to cover any topic.
Mm. But I think, touching on what you just said there, because, we're not famous to get cancelled, and I don't give a shit
anyway. Yeah, I was going to say, I think when you get to a certain thing, that's when you start worrying about, am I going to get cancelled?
I'd like to think I still won't really give a fuck.
No, you won't know until...
I'll still be calling Sam Smith a cunt.
Yeah, well, that's because he's doing it.
Yeah, fucking mess. But Yeah, I mean, Breaking Beard, that's another good little one, to be fair. Adam, he's beard meets food. He's UK's number one competitive eater, even though he's retired from competitive eating now. But he goes around doing all the food challenges and that. So him and his other lads, Josh, they've got their little podcast. And yeah, I mean, I suppose we're kind of similar, but because they're, you know, well, Adam's got 4 million subscribers on YouTube. And I say he's going around the world doing the food challenges and that. So, you know, their stories are more high end on the sense that, you know, like trips to Germany, UFC and stuff like that. So because they can do more stuff, their stories are a bit more different and there are a lot more time.
I've got a question for you, mate. If you could take this podcast somewhere to cover like an event like UFC or something that you've seen or heard of from TV, like, I don't know, like a hot dog challenge, something small as that, where would you want to take this if you could take it on the road for a special?
Well, I think we've established it wouldn't be to any Formula One tracks. How annoying would that be, just in the background every like 20 seconds? But it'd be more like every minute, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're only, you know, once a lap.
Yeah.
So yeah, not that. The rally, that'd be a bit dangerous. You'd have to make sure you're in a safe spot.
I think they've got barriers now, though, mate. I think there's like safe space. A safe space.
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not that I've been watching any, but there's a lot of traction going around it. Jeremy Clarkson's new pub that he's open but isn't officially open or something.
Right.
So, because he's had that farming show for a couple of years now.
Yeah, Diddley Squat Farm, and he's got.
Yeah, and
Clarkson's Farm on Amazon, which is really good, by the way. I haven't watched the new season yet, but the first two is really
good. I've not watched any of it, but everyone goes on how good it is.
Mate, there's this geezer, I can't remember his name. And I kind of was. When he speaks, they put German subtitles for him because he fucking. It doesn't. And like he's speaking to him, and then like Jeremy Clarkson's just like, yeah. Doesn't understand a word he's fucking said.
It's like you speak to an old school paddy or something.
Fuck. It's just, it's strange actually that accent he's coming out with. But yeah, really good. I would really watch you if you have time. It's really, it's really funny.
Again, I've got an ever growing list, but it is on the list of stuff that I want to watch. So maybe his pub or Conor McGregor's one as well.
Okay.
Again, just for the off chance that you'd see them somewhere. Really. Because again, with McGregor's pub, there's always celebrities going in and out of there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Otherwise, outside of that, I suppose.
Like, what would you like if you had to cover an event, like, not cover it in terms of like commentary on it, but like take it somewhere for the show or the event that's going on, like a concert? No.
I mean, initially, you're thinking, because we're not a football podcast, you'd want to cover the logs of an FA Cup final, you know, World Cup, European final, something like that. You know, just like a bit of a build-up show towards it, maybe. Again, sporting events. I'm trying to think of something that's out of the ordinary.
It doesn't have to be like a sporting event. It could just be like anything, like any niche thing, like any conspiracy thing that you want to like do a, you know, a podcast on or anything like that.
Area 51.
Yeah, I was just literally going to say, like, Roswell kind of thing. Yeah, that'd be a good one, actually.
We do like the island stuff, get more onto it. Which, I know we've run over an hour already, Rob, but did you see about the black oxygen?
The thing under the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's metal rocks of some sorts that's producing its own oxygen, which is defying the laws of biology, I think it is.
Because therefore you need sunlight.
Yeah, for photosynthesis and all that.
For it to work. And obviously it's just in complete darkness underwater because it's so many miles down, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's like blowing the minds of astrophysics scientists, because now that that's discovered here, there's obviously almost an infinite number of planets that have got it. Like, I think one of Saturn's moons is pretty much covered in water. So they're thinking, what if it's happening here, it could happen there. So does that mean there's life in these places as well? Because again, there was a scientist that, I can't think of his name, that reckons there's a 50-50 chance that he's found life on some planet now as well. Because again, I don't know how they can fucking do this. Going off of the James Webb telescope and stuff, just from taking pictures, they can tell what gases and elements and that are on a planet. But I just don't get how they can do it. I mean, obviously, we're not smart enough to know. Because obviously, the pictures only, the camera's only taking pictures of light and like radioactiveness and stuff. So, how they can see that there's gases and stuff on planets? So, essentially, there's this one planet, I don't know the element, but it's a part of what is in oxygen. And I think the Earth's got 5% of this gas. And they reckon that this planet that he's found has got up to 20% of this gas that can lead to oxygen. Yeah. And it's like essential for how our beings of life are available and able to sustain life. So, yeah, he's saying, look, because they're going to study it over the next, like, fucking God knows how long now, that he reckons it's a 50-50 chance that there's life there. But again, I don't know how they're going to, because it's fucking that far away. How they're going to be able to find out? Well, it's just theoretical, isn't it? But I mean, we've said it before. There's got to be other life out there.
There's two. Yeah. It's you. I think you really. I really want there to be like.
Yeah, whether something. Like how advanced and stuff they are, we don't know. But there is gonna be other life.
You would. I mean, you would think so. Like when you do the maths, this many. Planets this many in the Goldilocks zone times infinite number, you know. Yeah, that doing a Roswell or something like that, where I don't know, like a UFO hotspot, that'd be good, innit?
Wales,
yeah, but like some
bit more exotic,
bit more abroad, mate. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Well, if the pod starts making a bit of money, then we can start doing stuff like that, then
banking it,
yeah. So. On that diversion towards the end into outer space, we shall leave it there. As always, well, if you're still listening, you know, over an hour, it's a bit of a jaunt for some people. Yeah. But, you know,
running late, but sounding great, mate.
Always, you know, it's all what about keeping them entertained? And
no football.
You know, just bare minimal, yeah. Just mentioning that we're not a football podcast, which we aren't. You know? But, yeah, as always, appreciate it. You know, like, share, subscribe, follow, all that jazz. Keep sending your emails, hotline. All the details, as always, are in the description. So have a good weekend. Keep it real. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.